Throughout the centuries, this feast has been celebrated in different ways. After 1531, it was first of all celebrated in Mexico, and then it was celebrated in South America, and then recently the Holy Father, not the one presently reigning, but preceding Pontus, extended the feast to the whole world. And I remember always as a seminarian in Rome that the Italians were very, very much enamored of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And of course, that is where they prevailed and asked the Holy Father, and he extended the feast to the whole world. And several of the last pontiffs have visited Our Lady in Mexico City on the hill of Tepeyac. In 1531, a young prince who had been deposed by the Spaniards who had conquered Mexico, but he had been converted. He exchanged the power of this world with the power of the next. And so he had been converted. Also his wife, but she had died a few months beforehand. Juan Diego, a prince of the Aztec nation, he was going to Mass in Mexico City at the cathedral. And as he was going, he heard beautiful, beautiful music. And he looked up, and then all of a sudden he saw a beautiful princess who looked like an Aztec princess. And it was Our Lady, now known as Guadalupe. And the name was not really Guadalupe, it was some other name in Aztec. But the archbishop eventually did not understand it, and so he thought he was referring to Our Lady of Guadalupe in Spain, which of course is a devotion, a different devotion, but has been observed in Spain for many, many, many centuries. So the bishop, first of all, it was very hard for him to get to the bishop, but finally he did, and the bishop would not receive him. So he asked for a sign, a proof of the fact that what he was saying, because he was saying some beautiful princess from heaven came down, and she wants a temple dedicated on the hill of Tepeyac in her honor. And of course, who could that have been other than the Blessed Virgin Mary? So he went back, and in the meantime, his uncle was very ill and dying. And when he came back, the Blessed Mother had appeared to the uncle and had healed him, and he was in perfect health. So he went to the hill, and the Blessed Mother appeared to him again, and he said, "They don't believe me. They want proof that you have come here." And he asked for roses from Castile in Spain. And so the Blessed Mother said, "Go over there and fill your tilma with the roses. They're right there." And so he did. And she says, "Now go to the Archbishop and present this sign of the fact that I have come here and that I am the Holy Mother of God and that I want a temple dedicated here in my honor." So Juan Diego hurried to Mexico City. And of course, it was the hills and stones, very difficult traveling. But he got there, and immediately they admitted him. And when the archbishop came out, he knelt before him, and he said, "Here is your proof, most reverend archbishop." And he opened his tilma, and then everybody knelt, because on the tilma was the most beautiful depiction of the Blessed Mother ever. And of course, the history follows till now. But in recent times, the tilma has been studied by scientists with the church's approval, and they have found that there is no paint on that tilma. And in fact, the beautiful painting that appears to be a painting that is on the tilma is separated from the tilma. It is not, has not been absorbed by the threads of the tilma. In addition, we see many things. The stars on the Blessed Mother's cape and veil are the stars of the skies of the heavens on that day of December the 12th, 1531. Exactly the same configurations of the stars. And then she was in front of the sun, which was the pagan god of the Aztecs. She was in front of him because she overtook him. And she was stepping on the moon, another one of their sun, of their gods, and on a snake, of course, the representative of the devil. And in addition, further studies have been done recently, and it is seen that in the pupils of the eyes of the Madonna, you can see, as it is in our pupils, upside down the image of the Archbishop and the people there kneeling, but they're upside down because that's the way our eyes see things. What you and I see is right side up, but inside the eye is upside down. That is the way God created it. And so many, many, many miracles have happened since then, and we give thanks to God. And the feast has been extended to the whole world by the Holy Father, and today we pray for the conversion of sinners and the conversion of all of those who do not yet believe. Now, the Spaniard missionaries, the Franciscans and Dominicans, were having a horrible time. Nobody wanted to believe in this new religion. And after Our Lady's apparition on Tepeyac, 2 million of the natives were converted in North and South America. And since then, the whole hemisphere has been converted to Our Lady and to her Son, the eternal Son of God, Jesus Christ. So Mary comes, just as she comes to Ein Karim. And St. Elizabeth says, at the sound of your voice, the baby in my womb leapt for joy, because he had been freed from original sin. So too, the Blessed Mother is the perfect missionary and the example, above all, of those who belong to the Legion of Mary, trying to convert the world to Jesus Christ. And so today we rejoice and we give thanks to God for this wonderful apparition, this wonderful miracle of Our Lady of Guadalupe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.